war in Ukraine. They're casting ballots today in Michigan in the presidential primary in that state, and American consumers feeling less confident this month, that according to the Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 148 points, the NASDAQ 27 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
The new FedNow system is paving the way for the digital dollar. It grants the government unprecedented access to your financial transactions. This isn't just an invasion of privacy. It's a direct assault on your liberty and hard-earned money. It's another reason why I recommend physical gold IRAs from the Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnow. I'm a news analyst and a podcaster with nearly 25 million downloads to people just like you who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Big Brother while also preserving your retirement savings through almost anything, including economic crashes, political instability, and even hyperinflation. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. And remember, there's no strings attached. Text FAITH to the number 989898 right now. And I pray you're blessed with continued prosperity.
The Johnny Adams Law Firm. They want you to stay safe on the road. Please don't text and drive. Get to your destination safely. Your family and friends will thank you. From the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Call it springtime in February. Today's high temperature will be up to about 81, warmest day of the year so far. It will become quite breezy with a sun and cloud mix today. Clouds increasing tonight, but very mild. Overnight low 64. Tomorrow, I think we're up near 80 again. Scattered showers, especially in the afternoon and evening hours tomorrow. It will turn much cooler on Thursday with high temperatures barely up to about 60. That's a big change. Then there's a risk of more showers returning to the forecast Thursday night, Friday into Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At ASE Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 5.25%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. Montgomery Mayor Stephen Reed will sign an executive order Thursday absolving unpaid fines, fees, and court costs for some municipal convictions if they were issued before January 1, 2014. The mayor aims to ease financial burdens, particularly for those in low-income communities and communities of color. An explosive device was detonated outside Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall's office on Saturday. Fortunately, no staff or personnel were injured by the explosion. The Alabama Law Enforcement Agency has launched an investigation and asked anyone with information to come forward. Auburn University's beloved mascot now has a permanent home on campus. The university unveiled a 6-foot bronze statue of Aubie on Saturday. Aubie made his first live appearance at an SEC basketball tournament in 1979. The 11-time national champion mascot will celebrate his 45th birthday tomorrow on February 28th. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
It's a fact. Guys hate going to the doctor. But when it comes to erectile dysfunction and low testosterone issues, men from all over Montgomery have been thrilled seeing the providers at Montgomery Men's Health. Men all the way up to 95 years old have jump-started their sex drive and energy levels. Lots of men suffer with ED for years, but now they're able to enjoy sex again. Tom from Montgomery said, "Montgomery Men's Health has changed my life. I have been able to be intimate with my wife for the first time in 5 years. She thought this problem was because of her, but the pills never worked for me. I had given up until I went to the clinic and realized there were more options for erectile dysfunction. Now I'm happy and my wife is happy. A visit for only $99. And that includes all testing, including a PSA and testosterone test. Give the guys at the clinic a call at 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our family members and friends are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. It's time for us to find a way to close the health care coverage gap so that folks can remain in their jobs. Where there's a priority out there, we as Alabamians have always found a way to achieve it. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
Fellow patriots, this is a call to action. Hi, I'm Cedric Coley, an America First conservative for District 3 of the Montgomery County Commission. I believe our republic is under siege by enemies both foreign and domestic, but I'm not one to just complain. I supported President Trump in 2016. I stood with him a part of the Stop the Steal movement in 2020. I helped raise awareness against tyranny during the pandemic. On Super Tuesday, I asked that you help me hold the line for liberty right here in Montgomery County. Paid for by the committee to elect Cedric Coley, P.O. Box 242021, Montgomery, Alabama, 36124.
If you want to save money on your toner, it's easier than your ABCs. Cartridge World's online store, the letter C, worldmontgomery.com. Save money on gas and your toner at Cartridge World's online location. Just go to the letter C, worldmontgomery.com, or call 819-8797. When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hotline on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway. Trustworthy Electric is hiring full-time electrical techs at $24 to $30 per hour, plus monthly bonus opportunities, free medical, vision, and dental insurance, paid vacation, holiday, and sick days, 401k and profit-sharing programs offered, home every night and off weekends. Visit trustworthyelectric.net/careers.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
You're listening to Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Deason.
Welcome into the program, everybody. This is the third half, Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I am Scott Deason. Amy Beth Shaver's here. Allison Sinclair is here. Sky's here.
Yay!
You know what her new name is? Pointer.
Pointer. Pointer. Here, pointer, pointer,
point
pointer, pointer, pointer.
And snap. And point. And snap.
Now you get it.
Let's go to Bill. He wants to talk about school choice. Bill, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Hello. Thank you. Thank you for being there.
Yes, sir.
We don't have a choice, but you do.
I just want to throw my 2 cents in real quick. Guys were talking about this Friday, and I didn't have time to. I called in but couldn't stay on the line. So
yes, sir.
We're a homeschool family, okay? And I've got three children. And,
are y'all weird, Bill? Are y'all weird? Because that's what all the anti-school choice people think of homeschool families is they're weird.
Yes, where we live, we are thought weird that we don't participate in the public school where we live.
Do y'all have baby goats?
Yeah. No, but all my kids want a goat.
There you go.
And just coincidentally, we've got some close friends trying to get rid of a couple goats, but not this year.
Are they pygmy fainting goats by chance?
Well, I don't know what kind. They're black and white.
That's my
only goat. Everything, they're everything my family dreams of.
I think I need a goat.
We're going to be getting some Wyandotte chickens that are black and white from Chick Chain here.
There's nothing like a bunch of drunken chickens, Bill.
Dixie chicks.
Yeah, you know, they've got the whole farm laid out. They want cows, they want goats, but they got to learn to scoop poop. So
yeah, absolutely.
Until we scoop poop, they're not going to be any more farm animals.
Yes, sir.
But that's, yeah. So, anyways, yeah. We love homeschooling. You know, we participate in a classical conversation. You know, CC.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we love it. You know, you ladies, you know, you're right. I think our cost just to register and then tuition is going to be at least $3,000 this year, and as my kids get older. And grow and in depth in the education, that cost is going to go up. And they're introducing a new math curriculum, which means new books, and the price tag is get. My wife would say we're about to price out if this continues.
Here's the thing that's weird to me, Bill. And look, I'm going to ruffle some feathers. Okay, I get it. But education is a big business. And I get the feeling, and I could be wrong because I'm not right there in it, but I get the feeling that there are some folks, quote unquote, on the good side who are making every dollar they can possibly make.
Are you because, saying price gouging?
Because printing cost is cheap. If I want to write a book, it'll be terrible, but I can have that printed, and that, you know, there's machines and printers that will just print so many copies of a book, and this whole school choice homeschooling thing should be getting more cost effective, not becoming more and more and more expensive, and there's no good reason for it. So there's going to be some opportunities here where people are like, hey, look, I can provide you your textbooks cheaper. Well, let's just go find the textbooks from the 60s or the 70s and then just... They're out of copyright, whatever. Let's just reprint those. Math didn't really change, all that kind of stuff. So I just think there's some questions to be asked about why homeschool curriculum is more and more and more expensive. It just shouldn't be.
Because they have more work to do if the kids are coming out of public school.
I guess they do. I don't know. I want somebody to tell me about the Hillsdale College. You know, they've got their affiliated schools and their recommended curricula. I'd love to see if that's a little more less expensive than some of these. And it's not. Mm-hmm. You already know that? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
So, well, Bill, you know, part of this bill is that... for homeschoolers, they penalize us as well. I have four children. We only homeschool one, but you can only have up to two homeschoolers, whereas you can... Yes, only up to $4,000, only two homeschoolers. So if you have four kids, you have to choose your two favorites to be homeschooled because it's a better education, honestly. But if you stay in the public school or a private school, you can have as many kids going as you want to get those funds. The other thing that you're going to have in this bill is you have to have a cover school, which is right now not a requirement.
We have one.
Yes, we have one as well, but mm-hmm. a lot of people don't. And that's just another part of the regulatory part of this that they're adding in. So
why don't they just let you be able to voluntarily say, okay, look, I want my child who's in the fourth grade to take the same, what kind of test is it? Just to make sure that you're at fourth grade level. Whatever.
Oh, yeah, the end of the year testing.
The same test.
ACAP or...
Whatever the name of it is. Whatever one they're paying for now. And if your child, Bill, is at grade level or better, then the state owes you more money. Hmm. That would be an incentive for homeschool parents to make sure their kids are at grade level. They don't want to be involved in the testing. But I've always kind of been of the opinion, you know what? The problem is not that the homeschool kids are behind. So let's just... prove to the world that the homeschool kids are really ahead and cut all this stuff out.
Well, can I just share you our one big concern, and then I'll go.
Yes, sir.
Folks in our circles are concerned that if we start accepting taxpayer dollars, that the government's going to try to say that, well, you've taken our money, now you have to teach what we tell you to do. So if you take the money, but then you tell them, but no, we're not teaching that, you know, what's the consequence? You know, the first thought I have is the first thing they're going to do is try to take you to court, get the money back. And that's just where it begins.
That is not in the conservative version, but that is always out there as a threat. And here's the thing for the folks who believe they're avoiding that threat by opposing things like the school choice bill. The people who want to do that, they're not going to wait for a school choice bill to do it. They'll just do like the state of California and start saying, hey, this is what you do if you're a homeschooler. So you're not really avoiding anything. You might as well support an effort to be able to at least help you with the funding for a few years. And then if it goes squirrely, quit taking the funding. That's my point. The overreach do-gooders are coming anyway. Mm-hmm. We got to fight them off no matter what.
Yeah, they're already doing it. You're right. Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. Well,
thanks, Bill.
Some good insight. I'm all for it, you know. I think they just need to pass this and just turn this thing upside down and let, you know, God will sort out the chaos.
There you go. I got you, Bill. Yeah. I'm with you. Wide open. Let's go. Be done with it. Other states are doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Freedom. Freedom.
If they try to put some particulars on the money for the people they give to the home, you know, that are homeschooling, why wouldn't you just look right back at them and say, that was my money to begin with? So what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's not that hard. We just have to remember they work for us. And in this area, you learn it very quickly. That's my money. Mm-hmm. You're giving me my money, so stop. Mm-hmm. I don't want to hear what you have to say.
But they hold us hostage because, again, and it's what we do in this red state of Alabama, super Republican majority, where it feels like we are always having to settle for the crumbs from the table. And so do you go, well, I mean, $2,000 is more than I'm getting now. So, I mean, maybe I just support it. Or do you kill it and wait for the loaf of bread that's probably never coming?
You got to get what you can get now.
Yeah.
Because when people get a taste of the choice, and this is what they know, when people get a taste of the choice, they're going to start demanding more freedom. And they don't have freedom. And all they're being, then they're being scared at every moment. But when they wake up in a few months and they're like, I think I need to take Susie out because she's having some problems and the school seems rough. I think I'll take Susie out. And she says, hey, I just applied for Susie. And they said, well, you know, we're out of money. Susie can't go because we limited it to $100 million. Next time, all the mamas of all the Susies who didn't have a choice are going to be like, you better make that bigger. And that's what we need. And they know that. And that's why they hope they can monkey around with it and cause us to kill it off again. If we can ever get this race started, we'll be on the way. Now, it's an embarrassment that states like Iowa can do this, and we are way more red, way more conservative. We claim that we believe in freedom, and they have made this so hard. We've been fighting this fight since at least 2010.
Mm-hmm.
We had the ability in 10
mm-hmm.
to do it, 10 or 11, and we didn't. We did the Alabama, what was it?
Accountability
Act.
Oh, my gosh.
And my advice earlier today to the legislators, the Republicans, was just take the whole thing. Do the whole thing, do it the right way, and be done with it, because you're going to be attacked by the people who are for a socialistic, bureaucratic jobs program that is what Alabama's education system is now. They're still going to be mad.
Mm-hmm.
So do the right thing. Go the whole way. Score the touchdown. Don't go for the first down. Go for the touchdown and be done. Because we were bashed for months, if not years, for the Accountability Act. And if you go back and look at it rationally, we did almost nothing.
Mm.
And you would have thought we had burnt the state down.
But, you know, part of the problem, though, is we're told we have to reach consensus. And I started reading a book called The Failure of Nerve. Chris just finished it. And that is the biggest preventer of getting anything done is reaching consensus. And so for the people who want to be liked, do what Rush always preached for the whole time he was on there. You're never going to be liked. Do what's right and move on. And so, yeah, to the ones who are thinking about passing it and going ahead with this, do it. But just know that you're never going to be anybody's favorite, ever. No. So stop and don't try to reach consensus. Right. You're not going to get it. But that is what is getting in people's way. And then they go, well, forget it. We're just not going to do it.
Yeah. Just be right, not liked.
Yeah.
I have one more question.
Okay.
About your all's thoughts on this bill, because.
Or these bills?
These bills. Mm-hmm. These bills.
These bills.
These. Anyway, okay, I won't finish what I want to say. So the funding for this does not come out of the educational trust fund. It comes out of excess sales and use taxes.
But where do the excess sales and use taxes go today?
Maybe
the Montgomery Water
General Fund. I don't know what it is. But basically, the way it's set up, that when you pull your child out of public school, there is no hit to the public school funding. Doesn't matter. And that's a lot of people's critique of this, is that there's no consequence to the public schools. Do y'all have problems with that? Is this supposed to be punitive towards public schools because they're failing our kids, really? Or is this just supposed to be freedom? Do you see what I'm saying? Like,
so are they still going to not get any? I mean, is the money still going to follow the child? So if there's not enough, I don't know, rears in the seats at the beginning of the school year, is their funding going to go down at all?
My understanding is that their funding will not go down.
Oh, there should be some kind of...
Now, I could be wrong, but because I've
answer,
had to...
I think the answer is yes.
Well, yes, I don't even know what to ask.
Yes and yes. You asked two questions. Is it really about freedom or is it really about some bit of punitiveness? The public school system is failing us as a state.
Right.
Not every system, not every child, but it is failing. And they have had decades and decades and decades to fix it, and they cannot turn the ship around. I don't know who's driving it. I don't know if they can't steer the wheel. I don't know if the rudder's broken, but they cannot turn it around, and something has to be done, and it takes bold leadership to do it.
So do you still take the crumbs?
I say you take what you can get.
Okay.
But... you try not to get just crumbs. I'm
right.
still shooting for the moon.
Right.
Okay. Get it all. Score the touchdown. And those who are against it need to explain why. And there's not a good reason why they won't give people freedom. Red Top's up next. Don't go anywhere, Red Top. I know you're busy. You're working. Tootie as well. Lunchbox Bob. You don't want to miss it. We'll be back.
Settle for what Uncle Sam wants to give you. Get to Toyota of Montgomery today, where we'll double your tax refund. This month only, Toyota of Montgomery will double your money. If you have a $1,000 refund, we'll double it to $2,000. $2,000 is now $4,000. $5,000 is now up to $10,000. It gets even better because Toyota of Montgomery has incredible incentives on our new inventory, like the new 2024 Toyota Camry LE, now only $299 a month. Or the best-selling new 2024 RAV4 LE, it's only $349 a month. That's double your refund money up to $10,000. Plus, save on new Toyotas and more for your trade. Get to Toyota of Montgomery online at toyotamontgomery.com. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group. Dealer will match tax refund up to $5,000 in form of dealer discount off TSRP. Example, 2024 Toyota Sequoia Hybrid Capstone 4-wheel drive in transit vehicle. TSRP, 84,172. Camry MSRP, 30,958. RAV4 MSRP, 28,214. 12,000 miles per year for 39 month leases with 3638 due at signing. $0 security deposit with approved credit on sealed new Toyota purchases. Select new Toyota purchases plus taxes, tag, title, and $999. Offers end 2/29/2024.
Conservative Justice Sarah Stewart has the experience to lead Alabama's courts. As a tough-on-crime judge, Sarah Stewart presided over hundreds of cases, giving tough sentences to the worst criminals. Republicans can trust Justice Sarah Stewart to defend the Constitution and protect our families. On March 5th, vote Conservative Republican Sarah Stewart for Alabama Chief Justice. Paid for by Sarah Stewart Campaign, 2029B Airport Boulevard, Mobile, Alabama, 36606.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
Hello, Alabama. This is your all-time favorite president, Donald J. Trump. My friend, Congressman Gary Palmer, is running for re-election to Alabama's 6th Congressional District. Gary is an America First conservative who is fighting to secure our border, strengthen our military, and protect and defend our undersea Second Amendment. Alabama, please get out and vote for Gary Palmer for Congress on March 5th. He will not let you down. Thank you.
I'm Gary Palmer, and I approve this message.
This is Ann Eubank, candidate for the Alabama State Board of Education, the only grassroots leader in this race and the only candidate that has been fighting for 15 years to stop Common Core and the sick woke ideology. Children are being taught to hate God, family, and country. Marxist ideals of Common Core and the federal government have taken over to fundamentally transform America and destroy the future, our children. Fighting against liberal indoctrination in Alabama schools and for reclaiming the parental rights is and always will be my priority. Vote Ann Eubank on March 5th. I will remove Common Core and the liberal radical agenda from our schools and allow parents and classroom teachers to take back control. Vote AnnForEducation.com.
Paid for by the Ann Eubank Campaign, 2221 Rockview Lane, Hoover, Alabama, 36226.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you?
Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The
Health. Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Sky, yes. If I'm sitting in this chair,
yes.
We talk about this when it's just me in the chair.
Right.
And you know that I'm always paying attention to you.
Right.
Scott is over here, is convinced that you don't know that I know that we know it's time.
Oh, I thought you were giving me the hold up sign. And so
no,
wait.
See? I'm waving my hands around.
I could read your face, Mr.
Beeston.
Guy.
Is making fun of the fact that you don't look excited because now it's me in the chair and not Allison. So it's fine.
No, it's fine.
I'll just take my hands and go.
I read you wrong. I thought you were trying.
I said he's got to see the thumb.
No, Sky. I thought we had an understanding. And clearly we don't.
That's awesome.
So, technical difficulties.
Right. Y'all do not know how fun this actually is.
It's nice to sit back and just watch the circus, isn't it?
Yes. I get to watch Sky's face and Amy Bess and Allison's and all those things that I used to experience.
You were being summoned.
Oh, Jared. My man, Jared. Good deal. Jared Hudson just walking through everybody. He actually did the men's dinner at my church. Over the weekend, and I didn't go, couldn't go. We were doing something else, but they said it went really, really well.
I'm sure. And they couldn't get you, and so they went with him?
Well, they looked.
Or they went with him, and then they thought, oh, we should have maybe.
Well, they knew I wouldn't come. He's still young enough. He's like, yes, I will go and speak. And I'm like, no, I will not.
I'll tell you something.
I mean, I don't need to hack everybody off every weekend.
We do it every day for 3 hours. It's 15 hours a week.
Yeah, they don't need,
listen to me,
they don't need extra. Let's go to Red Top. He's on topic. We got a lot of callers, and we appreciate y'all. So hold on, and we'll get there as quick as possible. Red Top, welcome to the program.
That apparently is not very damn fast.
You're right about that.
You know, Scott, time to put the shot callers on double. don't give them any buttons to push. And why? This is something that's really blowing my mind. And
are you still on topic, Red Top?
Yes, I am. I'm way more focused than you guys are.
Okay.
Now let's talk about education. Is Common Core still existent in Alabama?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so they've done nothing about the Common Core. These great, the reddest state in the country hadn't done a damn thing about it, have they?
Right. Yep.
Okay. Why not? I thought we're so conservative and so damn red it bleeds. So what's the problem? They've been after this for, what, 4, 6, 7 years?
Yeah, because the powers that be like it. And as long as the national, everybody's still kind of in it, we don't want to get out. We don't want to look like rednecks.
Alabama has no control over their schools. So every bill that you pass, everything that you bring up is not going to happen until the federal government's not running our school system.
The federal government is a big portion of the problem, but they us trying to comply with what they would like is a part of the problem, but we've lost control of the basics as well.
Well, yeah. The Republican Party is not conservative. All they want to do is expand government. KIV wants more Medicare expansion. Am I mistaken, or is that true?
No, that is true.
Okay. So what is conservative about these guys? I'm tired of it. It's an insult to call yourselves conservative whenever you comply with everything the liberals make you do. Now, public education was invented to get rid of religion, and it's a socialist idea, period, right?
Yeah, it was well, at least the iteration that we're living under, that was it Carnegie that wanted everybody? Would just turn out good workers. Mm-hmm. That was
yeah.
The goal.
Yeah, okay. So it's already a bad idea, and they're not even turning out good workers. They're turning out people who don't work at all. I'm against the law that you have to be educated. The most brilliant minds in this country never finished college, and they smoked a hell of a lot of pot. You wouldn't even have a damn cell phone if it wasn't for a pot smoking.
Is that why Einstein's hair was always messed up?
Yeah.
He was like, man.
You know, and Republicans got their head up, you know what? They won't even legalize marijuana, which is the best medicinal herb ever in history. So they still rather have it on Schedule 1 and fentanyl down on 2 or 3. Even UAB said it was very useful. So we got a Republican government here that is overexpanded, taking more control and making stupid decisions daily. And lastly, guys, why do I want watch somebody with headphones talk on the radio? I don't get it.
Thanks, Red Top. See you, buddy.
Roll Tide, go Trump.
Yes, sir. Let's go. What's the order here, Sky? Is it Lunchbox or Ritz? Or
I think Ritz is on topic here. So.
Oh, Ritz is on topic. Then Lunchbox will be next. Ritz, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Well, thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to guide y'all in this question of why the schools aren't educating our children. I think all roads lead to AEA.
Yeah.
They're the ones that are, behind all this poor performance in our school system.
And they are definitely behind the idea that our school systems are job corps, employment agencies. That matters more than the educational output. The protection of all the jobs, even if we don't need those positions, is more important than education. And they can't argue with that. That's their job. That's what they're supposed to do. It's just somehow we believe they were about education. They're not.
Exactly. And I think that we need to. I'm sorry, I'm getting a lot of feedback here. I don't know why. AT&T. That I think that a lot of this indoctrination and all these, that core, a common core.
Hey, Riz, can you hold on, buddy? I gotta carry you over, man. The computer won't let me stick with it. We'll be back after this.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your market report. How is the real estate market and what does 2024 hold for us? Last year, over 4,700 homes sold and closed through realtors and the average sales price was $245,000. People who have owned real estate over the last 2 to 3 years have profited by keeping their homes and now have more equity in their home than ever. The people who listed their homes with realtors were able to find ready and willing buyers that paid at or above their asking price. Mortgage companies and local builders have found ways to overcome higher rates with attractive programs that allow for low-cost refinancing when the rate drops. Some of the local mortgage companies have new programs that help buyers with low down payment programs, such as one program with 1% down or even less. If you haven't bought a house yet, now is the time. For all the information, call Bo Goodson at 221-2883 or the Goodson Group at 551-0225.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hustler Turf Commercial Mowers are built tough to work hard. Whether you need a fleet of mowers or a one-man show, you don't have time for downtime. Hustler mowers are over-engineered, overbuilt, and tested well beyond what is required. With the most complete lineup in the industry, including exclusives like a 104-inch Super 104 and 88-inch stand-on and industry-leading warranties, Hustler mowers are ready to handle what you have to throw at them. So build your fleet to be reliable and versatile with Hustler Turf. Find your next Hustler Turf at Diesel Ace Hardware, US 31 North, just north of the Pine Level exit.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Call it springtime in February. Today's high temperature will be up to about 81, warmest day of the year so far. It will become quite breezy with a sun and cloud mix today. Clouds increasing tonight, but very mild. Overnight low 64. Tomorrow, I think we're up near 80 again. Scattered showers, especially in the afternoon and evening hours tomorrow. It will turn much cooler on Thursday with high temperatures barely up to about 60. That's a big change. Then there's a risk of more showers returning to the forecast Thursday night, Friday into Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. Our showrooms are buzzing with the groundbreaking innovation, power, and reliability of the number one selling compact tractor in America. No surprise, it's a Kubota. Stop by for a test drive today. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. Let's get right back out to your phone calls. Ritz, I appreciate you sticking with us, man. And I wanted you to be able to say the have your last word and get all your thoughts in.
Thank you so much. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to hang up because my phone is echoing exactly what I say, and I can't speak under those conditions. But I apologize to you. It's my phone.
No, that's fine. I understand, man. But I appreciate the call. I really do. Sometimes there's a
yes, sir.
Technical issues on the phones.
Oh, goodness.
Thanks, Ritz. Dang, he did hold on, too. So maybe we'll get him back, or maybe he can call in. Maybe there'll be another cleaner line. Let's go to Lunchbox Bob.
It's the third half. Two babes and scoffs. And scoffs, the last time I had two babes waiting on me hand and foot, Miss Wonderful had a lot of serious questions. Now, let's talk about this for a minute. We heard it earlier today that there are members of our state government who just don't want to be bothered with it. And indeed, that's the quote from Senator Gavin. And that's something we have a serious issue with here in this state. I've been around more coffee tables, more dinner tables, more sports sidelines watching the kiddies play and hearing people complain, oh, I just don't want to talk about politics. It's so divisive. Well, people, your friends need to start talking about politics or else there won't be nothing to be divisive about. And that brings me to my next point. We heard it earlier today. How stupid do Americans have to be to think that the idea of a presidential re-election in 2024 is a rematch of Biden versus Trump? It's no longer a question of how stupid, people. The question you need to ask that person in the mirror is how gullible are Americans? Because in 2020, 81 million American voters did not vote for the current occupant of the White House. And if your friends believe that 81 million American voters actually did, my friend, your friends are part of the problem. So let's think about what we can solve. Let's think about what we can do. I know there's phone numbers we can advertise for our state senators and our state House members. I know there's a governor's line that we can call to be involved in our local government. I know there's a March 5th primary. And in Alabama, it's the Republican primary that determines who wins in state offices come November. Because this is what they're counting on, my friends. Hog Lightbiter wants a bigger slop trough in Montgomery that he can root through and hand out all kinds of goodies to his friends. And if you're busy saying War Tide and Roll Eagle come November, he's going to slip every penny out of your wallet, every penny out of your kids' wallets, every penny out of your friends' wallets, and you'll be left there holding an empty bag wondering, what happened to my cookies? If you think that the solution is a certain asthmatic high stepper down in Montgomery, you need to wake up, people. That leadership isn't there. It's time for new leadership. And I expect to see some progress. Meanwhile, go ahead, accept that it's going to be hard, and start brewing a fresh pot of coffee. Strong, black, and slightly bitter.
Thank you, Lunchbox. Well said. Let's go. Let's continue on with the phones. Let's go to James. James, welcome to the program.
How can a man follow that?
It's tough,
how
man.
Can you follow can, that? James.
You can do it.
Oh. He says, it's time for a new beginning. Do you remember when that was the slogan for Fob James? Can you give me a year? No. It's time for a new beginning with Fob James.
1980?
You're a little late.
A little late, okay.
That would have been the summer of 78.
Wow, okay.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah,
no,
you can
I don't
Google
remember that.
That.
Yeah,
that was his
that.
First running. And sitting around his kitchen table, which I'm looking at right now, I told my brother.
You're looking at Fob James' kitchen table?
No. I'm looking at my mother's kitchen table, which was purchased sometime in the 60s, most likely, maybe early 70s. But I'm looking at this kitchen table. And at the time, this was during the summertime, okay? I was all of 15 years old, and that was the slogan. And, of course, Bob Jennings played for Auburn.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I told my daddy and my brother when we would come in from working out in the back in the shop back here. My daddy was a heavy equipment serviceman.
Okay.
And during that summer, I told him, I said, you know, Bob James is going to be our next governor. And they look at me like, nah. And I said, I'll tell you something else. Todd Cadham is going to win a football state championship this year. And you know what, Scott?
Mm-hmm.
I was right on both counts.
Really? Which academy won it?
Autauga.
Autauga Academy, yes. Autauga? Or some people pronounce it Autauga Academy.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay. Most people down here in the little town that I live in, they say Taugaville. They gotcha. Don't say Autaugaville. I'm not sure why that is, but anyhow. That's not really what I called to talk about, Scott, but that's
that was a good
conversation.
It was a good
went.
Story. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, well, I'm full of stories. Speaking of stories, how close to you, Scott, do I have to get with a book signing for you to be there? Come on.
5 minutes.
I'm going to need to try
or
to, yeah.
less.
We'll start working on it. We'll start planning. You're gonna be an author long time.
Here's what I'm going to tell you. See, Saturday, I understand the author, James Ray Brown, is going to be at Prattful Pickers from 10:30 to 3 o'clock. That's this Saturday, all right, March 2nd.
Yep.
Now, April 20th, I understand he's going to be in Trustful.
Trustful's
Alabama,
getting close. Trustful's
at
getting DD's close.
Book rack. Okay.
Yeah, I think I know where that is. But
it's
I do think that your humble host might possibly be in Baton Rouge, Louisiana for the Nebraska LSU sand volleyball event this weekend.
Okay, this weekend. But
yes.
Maybe April 20th, you'll be available. That's possible.
If I'm not at, there's a chance that I might be at Elite 11 quarterback stuff in Mississippi. That's sometime
in
April.
Where in Mississippi?
Ooh. Actually,
I think the author that we're talking about has books on sale in Starkville.
I think I'm going to be in Oxford.
Oxford? Yeah. Well, I won't even tell you what they told me about selling books up there, but I'm not big enough or notorious enough yet to be in Oxford. But I am in Starkville.
I'll try to help you.
I'm in Kewaunee.
Bigger. Mm-hmm.
And
so what is your book about, James?
Well,
or your books about?
Okay. The two that I will be hopefully signing and selling Saturday, one of them is Junior Brown, A Man and His Family. It's about my father.
Okay.
All right. He was a World War II veteran.
Okay.
But the book opens with him losing his left leg in a small community in Lowndes County in a little Sandy Ridge. At American Colloid, when a piece of heavy equipment jackknife and popped the head of the femur out of the pelvic girdle.
God,
okay,
dude, that's terrible.
Skin around it. You know, this leg was gone at that point.
Like,
fortunately,
completely
good
gone.
Lord,
from the hip down.
Yes.
Dang.
Fortunately, that's a heck of a hook, isn't it, Scott?
Yeah, that is.
But you still don't have your copy, baby. I mean, you know, I mean,
we got to work on that.
That hurts me at my core. You know, I sold 5 yesterday to Food Outlet in Prattville, and 5 of Death in Macomb to Food
Death
Outlet.
Death in Macomb? That sounds interesting, too. Hey, we got to take a break, though, James. Let's
all
get
right,
up
brother,
speed
I
on
appreciate the time.
Yes, sir.
And it's time for a new beginning.
You got it. We'll be back.
This is Ann Eubank, candidate for the Alabama State Board of Education, the only grassroots leader in this race and the only candidate that has been fighting for 15 years to stop Common Core and the sick woke ideology. Children are being taught to hate God, family, and country. Marxist ideals of Common Core and the federal government have taken over to fundamentally transform America and destroy the future, our children. fighting against liberal indoctrination in Alabama schools, and for reclaiming the parental rights is and always will be my priority. Vote Ann Eubank on March 5th. I will remove Common Core and the liberal radical agenda from our schools and allow parents and classroom teachers to take back control. Vote AnnForEducation.com.
Paid for by the Ann Eubank Campaign, 2221 Rockview Lane, Hoover, Alabama, 36226.
Hey, Republicans, did you hear Alabama had to redraw congressional lines? That means you get to vote for a new congressman in the 2nd Congressional District on March 5th. Lucky for us, we have a chance to vote for Dick Brubaker.
The Dick Brubaker who pledged to only serve 2 terms in the state Senate and then kept his promise to voters?
That Dick Brubaker.
The Dick Brubaker who believes in liberty, security, and limited government?
That Dick Brubaker.
The Dick Brubaker who lived and worked and worshipped in Alabama his whole life? The conservative businessman endorsed by veterans for Trump? The Dick Brubaker who knows border security is national security?
That Dick Brubaker.
Hi, I'm Dick Brubaker, and I'm running for Congress. Military and national security is a proud part of the Brubaker family tradition. For the future of our nation, our children and grandchildren, America, we've got to take control of the border situation. Stop illegals, stop fentanyl. I'm Dick Brubaker, liberty, security, and limited government. I'm running for Congress, and I approve this ad.
Paid for by Brubaker for Congress.
Hi, I'm Dan Harris, Montgomery County Commissioner for District 1. During my tenure, I have championed those issues that directly affect the quality of life for the citizens of District 1 and the entire county. Since joining the commission, MPS was able to obtain an overdue increase in funding, which will result in substantial improvements to public education. The county's cold case unit was created to help the families of victims of unsolved homicides obtain justice and a measure of closure. The county's summer youth jobs program was established, employing more than 300 young people since its inception, all while providing much-needed financial support for those nonprofits that are working to improve the quality of life for all Montgomery residents. Please help me continue this valuable work by going to the polls on March 5th and voting for Dan Harris, Montgomery County Commission, District 1. Paid for by committee to elect Dan Harris, Post Office Box 230491, Montgomery 36123.
Hey, this is Randy and Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center.
Hey, Randy, tell me about those hot chicks I've been hearing about.
Now, Tammy, I don't know any since we got married.
No, Randy, the baby chicks.
Oh, yeah, we're getting Rhode Island Reds, Americanas, Buff Orpingtons, and about 6 other different varieties.
Plus ducks, turkeys, geese, and guineas.
Hey, and raising chickens is a great family project.
And you get to look forward to fresh eggs.
Visit Prattville Farm Center at 1154 South Memorial Drive and pick up your hot chicks today.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, yeah, flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will. Making their way.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I'm Scott Beeson. We appreciate you listening. Amy Beth Shaver is here. All right, here's a question, Amy Beth Shaver. You want to talk about Prince Harry? And, well, this story really doesn't have the Duchess of Sussex in it, but Sussex.
Yeah.
Sussex.
Or? You weren't prepared for that.
Mary Poppins.
Okay,
so she is
has
a
to
racist.
Do with the UK.
Yes.
Scott, because this whole day mm-hmm. has been up with the patriarchy,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and basically, I don't care either way, because both are ridiculous.
Mary Poppins. You remember Mary Poppins, right?
Oh, yeah.
Mary Poppins was the best.
The Disney sugar, movie, and they
yes.
dance with the penguins, and she flies off with the, who was the guy? Was it Dick Van Dyke?
It was.
Yes.
He was the chimney sweep.
Balloons. I mean, it was just a magical children's show,
It
Scott.
Is from 1964. I may have to watch it again just because of this.
Well, what has she done in the last 60 years that now is so terrible? I'm sure.
Well, Variety.
Sky.
Yeah, I mean, look. This explains.
It's been fine all this time, but.
Yeah, but people are terrible.
Yeah.
And look, that's why we're warped. But Variety magazine reported on Monday that last Friday, the British Board of Film Classification, known as the BBFC, has changed the rating for the Disney film Mary Poppins. It used to be a U.
A universal.
Meaning it contained no material likely to offend or harm.
Okay.
All right, I guess great. That would be RG, I guess, general audience. They have decided to up that, I mean, to a PG rating. Okay, I'm going to give you two versions. This article is written by a guy named John Nolte.
Okay.
Here's one of them.
All right.
There's a scene where Mary Poppins, played by Julie Andrews, explains to the children she cares for that men cannot be women. Illegal aliens should be deported, and you should never bet on a white boxer. And that exceeds the guidelines for acceptable language. Now, Nolte says, no, okay, I made that up. That part is not true. Mary Poppins did not tell the children that men cannot become women, illegal aliens should be deported, or that you should never bet on a white boxer, which are all, that's all good advice. Mary should have given that advice, but no. But here's the real one. There's a point in the movie where someone uses the term Hottentots.
Horrors.
Really? Hottentots?
Hottentots.
Okay.
H-O-T-T-E-N-T-O-T.
Okay.
They have decided that Hottentot is a racially insensitive term for the Koko, which is a group of indigenous peoples from South Africa. Sometime during the movie, the word is used in the film by Admiral Boom, who is Reginald Owen, y'all know him, including when referring to the chimney sweeps whose faces are covered in soot as Hottentots. And they have decided, this is their statement, we understand from our racism and discrimination research, this means they did this, and recent classification guidelines research, that a key concern for people, parents in particular, is the potential to expose children to discriminatory language or behavior, which they may find distressing or repeat without realizing the potential offense. Some language or behaviors are therefore not permitted at U or PG in any circumstance or are wholly dependent on context. So poor old Mary Poppins was shamefully flirting with blackface.
I appreciate
over the
that they,
famous dance sequence with Dick Van Dyke.
Well, I'm really, really thankful that they included the picture with the article with them in their chimney sweep and their faces smeared with soot.
He says,
good
all right,
heavens.
I'm cleaning up the language. But he actually says in the article, how do people with such tight butts even get to work?
Right.
Oh, my word, Scott.
They are wound up, aren't they? I never knew that the poor old chimney sweeps with all the coal dust on their face, it was reflective of blackface. All those coal miners, just quit your job now. Well, we've already put them out of business, haven't we?
Trying to.
They're all coding, right?
Yeah, that's
what
they're doing.
Hillary said?
Yes.
We're going to try to be back. Look, I don't advocate for Disney Plus, but I may have to watch Mary Poppins just in
download
protest.
It before it goes away.
This is so bad.
Good Lord.
All right, we'll try to be back tomorrow. Y'all be good. Be safe. See y'all.
Just get here when you can, Scott Beeson. Just get here.